What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And getting on back to the news here, we're talking about the news media. Now, progressive journalist Michael Tracy claimed Tuesday that MSNBC has dropped all pretenses for the contempt toward Representative Tulsi Gabbard. And the political news contributor said the left-leaning network has treated her fellow 2020 Democratic candidates, including Andrew Yang and Bernie Sanders, unfairly, but said with Gabbard, it crosses a certain threshold. And so there is somebody out there in the power structure that wants Gabbard gone. And I agree with my callers who are saying right now that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to have to run against Gabbard in the primaries if Hillary decides to step on in. So anyway, all right, talking about the international news here, Iran is starting to bristle a little bit at the unfair treatment they have received from the United States. And apparently Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif gave a speech at the annual Astana Club meeting in Nur-Sultan, Kazakhstan, and basically delivered this searing account, if you will, of Iranian-American relations. And pointed out basically that Iran kept all of its commitments under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and the the P5 plus one deal. And Zarif was the main speaker in a panel titled The New Concept of Nuclear Disarmament, and was on a very tight schedule. He basically rushed in and out of the round table to squeeze in a private conversation with Kazakh First President Nursultan Nazarbayev. And during the panel, moderator Jonathan Granoff, president of the Global Security Institute, managed to keep a Pentagon analyst questioning of Zafir from turning into a shouting match. They don't want this guy getting his message out there. But what it really comes on down to is Zarif came on out, was very forceful, and stressed how Iran had complied with every agreement, and it got nothing. And the Iranian people believe we have not gained from being part of the JCPOA. Inflation is out of control because of all the sanctions placed on Iran by the United States. The value of the rial has dropped 70% because of coercive measures, not sanctions, because those are actually illegal. And he impressed everybody by speaking without notes. So he's obviously studied the situation, and he knows what he's talking about. So he was saying that Zarif stressed how from 2003 to 2012, Iran was under the most severe UN sanctions ever imposed on any country that did not have nuclear weapons. Sanctions imposed on Iran were greater than the sanctions that were imposed on North Korea, which does have nuclear weapons. So he's basically out there, he's sending a signal. Iran has reached breaking point, which is why they're starting to talk about upping the enrichment, basically walking away from the P5 plus one deal, which isn't really a deal because Donald Trump unilaterally walked away from the agreement a while back, and the European nations weren't able to step on in and help Iran against the U.S. sanctions. Partly, Zarif said, the problem is there is no sunset to the demands being made by the United States, which means Iran would have to commit to not producing nuclear weapons ever again. and as the world gets more dangerous. You know, Iran is under threat. I think Iran would be perfectly justified in building nuclear weapons. So we had this little Bex alert that came on out. This is from Zero Hedge. And it's out there saying Iran to have nuclear bomb in a few months. And the Iranian government is shortening its nuclear breakout time, the amount of time required to produce enough weapons-grade uranium for a single nuclear weapon. And Tehran has accomplished this through several steps in the last few months. Now, I'm calling Bex on this one because for 30 years, we have been told by the U.S. government, by the Israeli government, by the corporate media, that Iran was just a few months away from a nuclear weapon. And it hasn't happened. Iran underwent inspections by the IAEA, who found no evidence of other than peaceful uses of nuclear technology, which Iran is allowed to have under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So they're out there now trying to say, Iran's the new boogeyman. Iran is building a nuclear weapon. We have to send your children there to deal with that. It's another lie. It's another war-starting lie, okay? We're going to take a moment to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take a phone call from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Be careful tomorrow. I have a really, really deep fear, Mike, that somebody's going to explode a false flag, a small tactical nuke in New York City. I just have that fear, Mike. They might happen tomorrow. And they're going to blame it on Iran.
Well, first of all, you know, nobody's documented that Iran has a nuclear weapon. And playing along with the claim they're making that Iran could produce a single nuclear weapon in a few months, what would they do with it? You know, march it down the street in a military parade and say, look at us, we're butch, put it in a museum somewhere. A single nuclear weapon is really not of much use unless you're being invaded. That, of course, is the reason to have both nuclear and chemical weapons. And by the way, the United States is the only nation that still has both. So you're right. There could be a false flag. Something could happen that they're going to blame on Iran. And the first thing people ought to do is say, why would Iran do this? Iran is trying to avoid being invaded. You know, they have been playing it very cool all along. And they know the last thing that they should do is any kind of an attack on the United States, because that would justify the United States in launching the war against Iran that clearly they are intent on doing. So they could do something non-nuclear as a false flag. You know, that Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade or the football games, you know, those are ripe targets. But again, if something does happen tomorrow, it's not Iran. It's not going to be Iran. It's going to be another ginned up false flag. Tony, are you there? He dropped. Okay. All right. Let's see. Send a quick little message to our control room. All right, getting on back to the news here. Now, Iran is developing conventional weapons. And basically, ever since the embargo following the 1979 Iranian Revolution, Iran has developed the capability of building their own weapons platforms. And right now, they're in the middle of deploying new stealth destroyers that will carry cruise missiles. They have vertical launch tubes, and they've got three destroyers already out there, and they're working on their fourth. Now, up in Ukraine, the Ukrainian forces have shelled the Lugansk People's Republic territory three times in the last 24 hours. And LPR's representative at the Joint Center of Control and Coordination basically gave out this information earlier today. The settlements of Donetsk, Zelebok, and Lagvinov came under fire, and the Ukrainian forces were using mortars, grenade launchers, and large caliber small arms. And basically, at the contact group meeting in Minsk on July 17th, an agreement was reached on establishing a comprehensive and indefinite ceasefire regime in Donbass starting on July 21st. However, the Ukrainian forces violated the ceasefire regime in less than 24 hours, shelling the town of Pervomaisk. All right. So, everybody's shooting at everybody. It really is. And everybody's building new weapons. Russia's latest and greatest hypersonic missile systems will go into active combat duty within weeks. These things are very fast, very deadly, and almost impossible to stop. All Russia needs to do is salvo a bunch of them at a target, and most of them will get through. Now, there's a new report out there that the new Chinese long-range anti-ship missiles are outclassing the U.S. radars. And basically, China is looking at the ocean battlefield, and they're realizing that there are two factors that are paramount for a weapon system. One is range, and the other, obviously, is speed. And the problem with China's new missiles, they're very hard to detect on radar, and the Navy is screaming they need new radar systems. They took the lesson from the Falkland Islands wars that the Royal Navy ships, and by the way, Britain lost four of them, including the HMS Sheffield, which was one of their top-of-the-line ships, their radars couldn't detect the incoming aircraft until the aircraft were literally at firing range. Over in Berlin, Germany, there was a massive protest where 5,000 tractors, farm tractors, descended on Berlin. This happened yesterday to protest the government's latest agricultural policies and environmental protection regulations, which farmers claim are too restrictive. And so they basically drove into the city with these 5,000 tractors, 10,000 farmers, and it was this slow-moving convoy because tractors don't go fast. They're not designed to go fast. And they basically gathered at the Brandenburg Gate, which, if you look at a map of Berlin, it's not just a gate sitting there in the middle of nowhere. It basically is in the middle of this traffic ring that is a major hub for the city. A lot of roads are coming in and out of there. So they basically shut the city down. Now, the issue are regulations passed by Angela Merkel's government to limit the use of pesticides, out of concern that certain species of insects were being driven to extinction. A lot of people are going to say, well, who cares about a bunch of dead bugs? It is a little more complex than that. And I'm not making excuses for Angela Merkel, but I understand the thinking behind this move. There are bird species which feed on specific species of insects. And I'm sure if that species of insects goes away, they'll switch to something else. But that was the concern, that basically could lead to a collapse of a segment of the food chain. And we even hear about it here in the United States of America, where certain species of insects are all but gone, and bird populations, as a result, are in decline. The other regulation that they're concerned about is limiting the use of fertilizers out of concern that the runoff from the farmlands is taking the fertilizer into natural bodies of water, lakes, streams, which downstream are used for drinking water. That also is a legitimate, valid concern. That is also something that happens here in the United States. But the farmers are saying that this is putting too much of a burden on them. And so they're getting very, very, it's getting very, very tense. Over in Israel, they have carried out fresh airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, claiming that there was a rocket fired from Gaza into southern Israel. No injuries were reported, as usual. And the strikes came after the Israeli army attacked a number of Hamas sites in southern Gaza Strip after two rockets were supposedly fired from the enclave into southern Israel. And they're claiming that they targeted the factories where the missiles are being built. And yet, Gaza always has more missiles, which means either the Israelis are working from faulty intelligence and they're blowing up empty buildings. Think about trying to find Saddam's nuclear weapons. Think the green zone. Or the Israeli pilots just really aren't all that good, even with the latest and greatest U.S. equipment. But what's really going on here is that Netanyahu is desperate to cling to power, and he figures a little blood on the ground is going to work in his favor. Now, head of Israel Beit HaNoah party, Avigdor Lieberman, stressed on Monday that he would reject holding a Knesset committee meeting to discuss providing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immunity. So Lieberman, who's never been close to Netanyahu, who's basically giving him the finger and saying, you're on your own. You're going to have to deal with this. Now, Netanyahu came back and said he doesn't need immunity, saying that a court decision would be the only thing that would be accepted by all citizens. And he's certainly right about that. There's another article, and this is a little bit of a concern. This is from Unz.com. Is Netanyahu ready to inflame war to escape his legal trouble? Well, there's no question that you know he's going to bomb Gaza, he's going to bomb Syria, he's going to bomb maybe Lebanon to try and impress the Israeli people into putting pressure on the Knesset to keep him as prime minister. Because remember that last election, nobody won it. And Netanyahu somehow wrangled the position of being the caretaker prime minister. He wants to turn it back into being, you know, a full-term job, as it were. And so basically, Israeli commentators are saying there's a possibility of a civil war. Netanyahu decides to whip up his far-right supporters into a frenzy of outrage. You know, they'll do it. After 10 years in power, Netanyahu has developed an almost cult-like status among sections of the public. And yes, Netanyahu is the sort of guy who would let his own citizens kill and die so that he can hang on to power and stay out of the courtroom. Right now, Israel is facing a constitutional crisis because never before in Israel's history has a sitting prime minister been charged with crimes. Now, there was one other prime minister who was hit with a corruption charge, but only after he left office. Story coming out of Mondo Weiss saying the root cause of all the conflicts is the Israel lobby. And they're pointing the finger at Sheldon Adelson, who for 20 years has been pouring money into Republican politics to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state. And so far, he has succeeded. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the root cause of the conflict is the Israel lobby. And apparently, according to this article in Mondo Weiss, the Israel lobby primarily consists of Sheldon Adelson, casino owner, billionaire. And for 20 years, he's been pouring money into Republican politics to basically control the party. And Trump has proven to be Adelson's perfect little puppet, and basically giving this casino mogul everything on his wish list, from recognition of Jerusalem as the capital to recognizing the Golan annexation to tearing up the Iran deal. And more recently, this declaration that the settlements in the West Bank, the occupied territories, really aren't a violation of international law. Which, first of all, Trump is wrong on that, and he certainly doesn't have the authority to go out and tell the rest of the world, well, you know, in this one case, we're going to make an exception. In the case of Israel, we have to make exceptions and allowances here. Okay, so Patriots owner, the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, won the 2019 Genesis Prize at the beginning of the year, receiving a $1 million reward given annually to Jewish individuals who have attained excellence and international renown in their chosen professional fields. Now, at the awards ceremony in June, the prize was presented by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a longtime friend of Kraft. And in his acceptance speech, Kraft told the audience he was going to use the prize money, along with some that he was going to throw in of his own, to combat anti-Semitism and BDS. Okay. Donald Trump has come on out saying that he wants to declare drug cartels as terror groups, specifically the ones in Mexico. And he says he's been working on this for about a month and a half. Closer to 3 months. And which means, if he's telling the truth, that he started this before these cartel people murdered that family of Mormons, which appears to have been a dispute over smuggling routes. But if Trump is able to declare the cartels terror groups, it legally opens up the option for American cross-border attacks on cartel infrastructure and cartel personnel. And Trump even made mention about drone strikes. So Mexico is not happy about that. And so this could seriously disrupt commerce between American and Mexican companies. All right, apparently Ted Cruz has caught the ire of China, so-called Taiwan Act. And there's, first of all, the idea of supporting Taiwan. The U.S. is mulling giving its official blessing to the Hong Kong protesters. And all of this activity, including what's going on in the South China Sea, has basically put a huge strain on the U.S.-China relationship that cannot be ignored anymore. So maybe the attitude in Washington, D.C. is, we need an enemy that will scare the American people into obedience, and we need another war to justify increased taxation and military spending. But if they start a war with Russia or China, they might actually see the other country come on in. And while it's very doubtful that the United States could prevail in a conventional war against Russia or China, against both of them, no. Couldn't happen. And then they're going to go to the nuclear weapons here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here for a little bit. Apparently, more than half of China's banks failed a central bank stress test. And bailouts are becoming more common. There have been two bank runs now. Banks seem to be caught in a doom loop. And Beijing is probably going to say this is due to outside American influence and the tariffs. I'd certainly be right on that one. Absolutely would be right on that one. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You still have time to call on in and tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about the economic news. And there's this very enlightening article that came out of Global Research up in Canada, and they do a lot of really good work there. And it's titled, How Billionaires Become Billionaires. And it says, contrary to the propaganda pushed by the business press, once you're above a certain level of income, you don't even really have to do all that much work. And here in the United States, between 67% and 72% of corporations had zero tax liabilities after credits and exemptions. One of the reasons why the tax code is so huge and obfuscated is it's full of favors that members of Congress have put through to repay their donors. And so there's a lot of corporations that get very favorable tax treatment. Meanwhile, ordinary workers, employees, are paying between 25 and 30% in taxes. Now, according to the IRS, billionaire tax evasion amounts to $458 billion in lost public revenues every year. The Pentagon would go through in just a couple of weeks here. So that's almost $1 trillion every 2 years by this estimate. Largest U.S. corporations have sheltered over $2.5 trillion in overseas tax havens where they pay no taxes or single-digit tax rates. Meanwhile, U.S. corporations that get into trouble received over $14 trillion in bailout money, again, mostly coming from the U.S. taxpayers, who are overwhelmingly workers, employees, and pensioners. So, that's how the game is played here. Now, this next story is kind of interesting because apparently there's this senior ex-Deutsche Bank executive linked to millions in Donald Trump loans commits suicide. Now, Deutsche Bank has got a really bad reputation. Over the last several years, they've had a large number of suicides. And they all seem to be people that were involved in this foreign money manipulation. So, currently, Thomas Bowers, a former Deutsche Bank executive and head of the bank's U.S. Private Wealth Management Division, the group that caters to the ultra-wealthy clients, supposedly killed himself by hanging in his Malibu residence last Tuesday. The most remarkable thing is, according to a March 2019 report by David Enrich, Bowers was boss to Trump's personal banker, Rosemary Vrabic, who, according to the New York Times report, helped steer more than $300 million in loans to Donald Trump in the years before he was elected president. So banking is becoming a very, very dangerous line of work to be in, especially if you have some kind of ethics or moral code. There's another article out here that's also from Global Research, and it's talking about the Federal Reserve cartel, because the Federal Reserve is owned basically by eight families, and they pulled a fast one on the U.S. government and the American people when the Federal Reserve was created a little over 100 years ago, because they basically said, we're going to have the power to create money out of thin air and loan it out. And the first thing they did when they got the bank started was they just created a whole bunch of money for themselves and turned around and bought controlling interest in the Federal Reserve system. And right now, according to the company 10K filings to the SEC, these four horsemen of banking, if you will, are among the top 10 stockholders of virtually every Fortune 500 corporation. So we've often said, you know, why aren't they being audited? You know, they're sucking huge amounts of wealth out of the pockets of the American people. And now we find out they're buying up the country. Now, here's where it gets kind of weird. Who are the stockholders in these money center banks? And that information is very tightly guarded. And apparently, the author of this article filed Freedom of Information Act requests for this information and was granted Freedom of Information Act status, meaning the banks had to turn over this information. And then the U.S. government stepped in and stop the release on national security grounds, which is kind of weird when you realize that many of the bank's stockholders reside in Europe. So there's something going on with the Federal Reserve that the U.S. government doesn't want you to know about. CBS is reporting that 70% of all Americans are struggling financially. And This while Donald Trump is touting a great economy. The situation is precipitous and ultimately will affect everyone. I mean, we're getting into the holiday shopping season and we're seeing iconic retailers simply fold up. Business is just shutting down here. So a survey of more than 5,400 Americans shows that 70% of Americans are struggling financially. 20% of middle-class workers are spending more than they earn. They're having to literally live on their credit cards. And even though the U.S. economy supposedly grew this year, 40% of Americans have difficulty paying for even basic needs such as groceries or housing. That was certainly the case when Claire and I were living in Hawaii, and it's one of the reasons why we moved to Indiana. Costs here are much, much lower. It's still high for everybody. It's way too high. There's a this author, Umberto Eco, and he wrote two relatively famous books, Foucault's Pendulum and The Name of the Rose. The latter was made into a movie starring Sean Connery. And in it, there's this wonderful quote, "The poor are always made to pay for all." It's absolutely, absolutely true. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jennifer in Grand Junction, Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Owen. Jennifer's my wife. She called because you wanted to know if, what we were thankful for. And well, we've listened to you for quite a few years. And when you guys always say that Trump hasn't really done much, we're kind of thankful for the bathroom bill being reversed because we kind of like normalcy, you know. And the other thing we're thankful for is Giuliani and Trump. I mean, I hope they get it. I hope they get the swamp drain. I really do. Yeah, Jennifer says she loves you.
Oh, well, thank you. We love her, too. We love all of our audience. And my concern is that Americans are coming to accept the current situation as the new normal. And for young people, that's probably an easy assumption for them to make. But if you are my AGE, you remember a time when things were vastly different and it was a lot easier to make a living. Things weren't as expensive. You could build and plan for the future instead of just living day to day to day. And people have to stop that survival mentality and start thinking about taking another step up on Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, The thing, because I'm a custodian by trade, and I, you know, that bathroom bill was a big deal to me, and I still think that, you know, whoever's going into the White House after Trump should, keep the regular rules of bathroom, because that would have just turned everything up, on its head,
Okay, well, I'm not really familiar with the bathroom bill.
Oh, well, they were just going to let, if you think you're a woman, you can go in the ladies' room at Target and at... Yeah. So anyways, thanks a lot, Mike. We really love your show and appreciate all you do. Keep up the good work, and God bless you and your family, and have a wonderful holiday.
Same to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks.
We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day. Good day to you, and aloha. Yeah, Michael, I got a bunch of good stuff to tell you. First off, I did went to a rally yesterday in Sunrise, Florida. There was 23,000 people in that arena. I was about 12 feet from the president, and I can tell you it was a great rally. And the main thing I'm thankful for is he's bringing up the word Thanksgiving. He's bringing up the word Thanksgiving, and to me that was a wonderful thing that he's talking about. He saved Christmas, and he saved Thanksgiving. So that's what I'm thankful for. We have a president like that. And getting back to doom and gloom, Dustin. Dustin, every time he calls your show, Trump hasn't done nothing. Well, he's done a lot, Michael. Like you were just talking a couple minutes ago about going after the cartels, designated him as a terrorist organization. Yes, Trump has done a lot more than any other president that I can say in my lifetime. And I'm sure in your lifetime. I mean, Reagan did some good stuff, but nothing what Trump's doing. Nothing that Trump's had to face with these demon rats. And, Mike, I can tell you one thing. That rally was amazing. But outside, Michael, I want you to know, and I want Dustin to know, and everybody who listens in your show, there were young 15- and 14-year-old girls in that rally, Michael, walking around with F-U-C-K signs of Donald Trump. 14-, 15-year-old demon rats. They say Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz was there, but I didn't see her because if I would have been there, I would have gave her a piece of my mind. But they had like 15, 20 young teenage girls walking around with signs, and even younger, walking around all kinds of filthy signs about our president, the president of the United States. It was utterly disgusting. But let me tell you, Michael, for every one of them, there was 50 of us. Okay? That's how it was.
Yes.
50 to 100 of us. And I can tell you, you know, we're talking about Trump doesn't do nothing. Trump's done a lot, man. Come on. We're the best economy you ever had, Dustin. What are you talking about? Dustin, you're not happy because you're living in a state getting taxed and murdered to death as far as where you're living. The tax in New York. Like I say, take all these illegals. Let's ship them right into New York. Put them right into New Jersey. Let's take them all the way up to the New England states and get them out of Texas, and let's get them out of California, New Arizona. We'll see how great this country really will be. Take every one of the illegals who do not want to learn to speak English. They don't care about this country. They only care about the annihilation of it. And the demon rats, Trump was absolutely right. The speech he gave last night was spectacular. I can tell you that, Michael. It was spectacular if you had been there in person. You don't know what he's, you don't know, even know Donald Trump until you're in a rally. Then you really feel the presence and in the power of the president. Because let me tell you, Ron DeSantis introduced him. And when Ron DeSantis introduced Trump, he's a new Florida resident. And one thing DeSantis said to everybody who had him all on their feet was he said, we're not going to be paying taxes like he was paying in New York and New Jersey. He's not going to get crippled by the tax he's got to pay up in there. That's why Donald Trump is a new citizen. He could have Thanksgiving in Mar-a-Lago. But we don't want, why are you paying all these taxes, Michael, for all these illegals to come here, better have better health care, schooling, college education than American citizens whose family's been here for hundreds of years? This is bullcrap. No, like Trump said,
I agree. And we have, you know, homeless veterans on the streets, and a lot of them are going to freeze to death this winter.
That's correct. And let me tell you, Trump's addressing that because Trump's rally was just absolutely amazing. It was mesmerizing because he was telling the Americans that were in that arena, we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to be second fiddle to anybody. We're not going to allow China to rape us. We're not going to allow Russia to rape us. We're going to start taking care of Americans first. And the Europeans are going to pay up for NATO, and they're going to pay up what they owe. Trump's already, like he said, he's bringing in multiple billions of dollars. He's going to try to bring in trillions of dollars for this nonsense. We're paying all these. Yes, Michael, there is a big Zionist influence in this country without question. They're not even, 2% of the population. They're controlling the media. They control the wealth. And, you know, it's funny. They had an interview with Ted Turner the other day. Did you happen to see that on Newsmax?
No, I didn't.
Well, he's an alter liberal with Hanoi Jane. But this Ted Turner guy lives in Wyoming on a giant spread, 1,500-acre spread. He sits on his porch and rocks out, and he looks out at all the buffalo walk by. And I'm saying, here's a guy who's an alter-leftist commie sympathizer, but he wants to live out on a ranch in Wyoming where it's a conservative state, and you had all these ranchers that have these giant ranches, and you can watch the buffalo and the deers and all that go by. And I'm saying, well, you talk about a hypocrite. That Ted Turner is one hypocrite. He wants to promote all this licky-kissy communist nonsense, but he wants to live in a real cowboy way with the white Anglos who settled the West. I mean, you talk about hypocritical. You need to watch that documentary about Ted Turner. And he has a thing saying, okay. It says, his bumper sticker says, save everything. Save everything? What are you talking about, Ted? You can't save everything. You want to try to save everything, which is good. But when it's bad, you don't want to save everything that's bad. I mean, you know, this guy's a real hypocrite, Turner, but, you know, every time Dustin calls in, it's like Trump hasn't done nothing. Trump's not. Michael, he has done something. He has to be. You know, Mike, when you're in that presence and you see the stress that president is under, the job, what it demands, just the mere fact of being a president of the United States is over. Most people couldn't. It's uncomprehendable, tell you the truth. It's really all the negative they get shot at him, no matter what he does. If he gave everybody $1 million, they still attack him. Michael, by the way, he's got 30, according to Breitbart and Drudge, he's got 33%, 34% of the black vote right now. But they say
yes,
if he gets 15% of the black vote, he wins in a landslide. And you know what? Why wouldn't the blacks vote for him? What have they got to lose? What have they had under 70 years of Democratic rule, Michael? Look at Detroit. Look at all the cities. Baltimore, look at Chicago. Come on, what has the Democrats ever done for them? And you're going to have that guy Lenny calling in and saying, oh, you know, Lenny, call on in and tell me what any other Democrat has done for the Afro-American community compared to Donald Trump. I want to hear his answer. I want to hear his reply. Because Trump has done a lot. Trump has done a lot for everybody, no matter what nationality, because he's made the economy the strongest I can remember. Matter of fact, here in Miami right now, gas is at $2.23 a gallon for regular. And up in the middle of the state, it's like $2.15, $2.13 a gallon.
Yes.
I don't remember that under Obama. I don't remember that, Michael. Okay? I have not remembered that. And I tell you, like I said, Sunrise Arena, where they had the rally last night, there was at least 23 to 25,000. There must have been another 3,000 or 4,000 outside.
Yeah, I saw some photos from it. All right, so Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink. For a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm already getting email commentary on Tom's phone call. And I'm going to read two of them. No, Tom from Florida is wrong. Trump has not done a lot. He just talks a good game. Trump has said a lot, and being influenced by a cheering crowd of unthinking people who are there for the sole purpose of being enamored by the star power of someone, whether it be a celebrity or a politician or even better, a president, is not a sign of discernment. And then the other email that came on in had some poll results. Apparently, 44% of New Jerseyans are planning to leave the state. So that's how bad things are there. Maybe we can put a wall around it and dump all the illegals in there. All righty. So getting on back to the news here, we're going to talk about, well, first of all, Brexit. And the latest YouGov poll was conducted between November 25th to 26th and gives the Tories an 11-point lead over the Labour Party. And apparently the public is turning on Swinson following this disastrous BBC QT outing. And so basically, 11-point lead, that is really significant here. And I'm sure Boris Johnson is very pleased about that one. And apparently, Jeremy Corbyn's interview on the BBC turned out to be an epic disaster. And it was so bad that even before it aired, Labour Party chiefs were in a panic and literally sent out messages on WhatsApp to all of Corbyn's supporters to flood all the hashtags on social media with positive messages in anticipation that people, ordinary people, were just going to rip that interview to shreds. But it was a terrible, terrible interview, and it looks like Corbyn is going down and Boris is going up. All righty, we've got callers on the line here. We're going to go to Don in Arizona. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, as far as Donald Trump, one thing he does behind the scenes that is not reported on very much, but he has appointed a lot of federal judges. He's appointed the third most federal judges through October 1st of a president's third year. So he's appointed a lot of, he's appointed 43 judges.
Yeah.
And this is important. This is something we don't hear about. We don't think about a lot, but these Democrats, the liberals, they appoint judges that really do not believe in the United States Constitution. They want to ignore the
Constitution. Well, look at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, that one, for example. So this is very important. And what I'm trying to say is, yeah, you can say you don't like Trump and for one reason or another. You know, he's hard to figure out. I admit that. I don't understand why he will not pardon his friends. Instead, he pardons these war criminals, but... Still, the big deal is the judges. That's enough to vote for him right there. I'll let you go.
Okay, Don, we're going to have to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to come on back, and we're going to break our one call per caller per day rule. Justin wants to respond, and so we'll do that as soon as we come back from these commercials.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Dandovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.